want to get in trouble, I'll tell you how to do it. Just get a guitar and then you're into it. Practice all day and half the night, folks telling you you never will get it right. Always fussing at you, grousing, won't let you practice. Well, I got a guitar about a year ago, and the man said I'd learn in a week or so. So he sold me the guitar and a pick or two and said, there it is, bud, it's up to you. That dirty dog charged me $4.95, was every cent of money I had. Well, since I'd already spent my dough, I didn't want it to go to waste, you know. So I took the guitar and the book and all, and I went out where the grass grows tall. Out in Lemon Grove. It's a great place to be if you got a guitar. Don't amount to a hill of beans if you ain't. Well, for weeks and weeks I labored hard just to try to learn them few main chords. The book said it was easy as ABC, but oh, my fingers is killing me. Got sore on the ends. Couldn't mash the strings down. Felt disgusted, wanted to quit. But I practiced hard both night and day, and I could see Ma's hair was a-turning gray. Her face was lined with discontent, said her patience was darn near spent. She was agitated and nervous, wanted to scream. My sister took it the worst of all, because she got married that coming fall. She said it was love, but I got my doubts. I think that guitar drove her out. She was a game gal. Just couldn't take it, said there was a limit to everything. My dad, he took it a different way. He said, son, you may turn your ma's hair gray and drive your sister away from home, but boy, either you or me is going a-roaming, and I ain't leaving. You figure it out. Well, it did. The very next day, after my clothes was packed, I slung that guitar across my back, and it caught me the end of a long gray train to search this world for my share of fame. But I haven't found it. No, just a lot of hard luck, heartaches, and handouts.